Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you this morning. And maybe this morning we can start our service off by singing number 648 in the Redemptional Hymn Book. Far away upon my ear, the noise of strife is falling. I would like to welcome each and every one to our service this morning. Also, those who are listening in by way of the internet or Facebook, we trust that you'll receive the Lord's blessing this morning as you join us in worship and also for the Word of God. Amen. Number 648.
Far away the noise of strife upon my ear is calling, and I know the sins of earth be sad on every hand. Doubt and fear and pains of earth in vain to me are calling. None and they shall
Gather and take a time out from our lives and from the busy schedules, from the things round about us, to set a time aside, Lord, to turn to your face, and Lord, to call upon your holy name. And we ask you, Lord, for deliverance this morning, Lord, even from our own selves, because as a people we are self-destructive and we need your help, Lord Jesus Christ, on a daily basis. Lord, we can't live a moment without you. To be without you at all is death. Lord, to have you, Lord, is life. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that you are the light of the world. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that in our darkness you shined a great light. We thank you, Lord, that you dispelled all our fears, Lord, and you turned us, Lord, onto your own glorious self. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that it showed us the way, Lord, when that light was shined, that the only way to God was through your precious Son, Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your word even says that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by you. And Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, this morning, Lord, that we are clothed here and in the right minds. And we thank you, Lord, for our soundness of mind this morning, that we can acknowledge, Lord, that we were once sinners, defiled in your sight, now arrayed in pure garments, in praise we unite. Yes. Unto him who has loved us and washed us from sins, unto him be the glory forever. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, this morning, Lord, for the inspiration that you have given men and women down through the ages to write these lyrics, Lord, for these wonderful hymns and songs. We thank you, Lord, that we can feel your presence when we sing them. And Lord, even the anointing, Lord, comes when we quote even the verse from an anointed song. And we thank you, Lord, for the anointed words contained within the pages of this Bible we have this morning. And we thank you, Lord, that down through the ages you have preserved your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that your word even says that when the enemy would come in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord should raise up a standard against it. And Lord, even as we have been singing this little chorus this morning, put on the garments of praise for the spirit of happiness. Lord, if there's any in their midst, Lord, feeling the spirit of happiness this morning, Lord, give us the garments of praise, Lord, that we would not be governed how the flesh feels, but Lord, by faith we would praise you and we would worship you and we would exalt your holy name. Lord, for those this morning that would be mourning, we pray, Lord, that you'll pour out the oil of gladness. Lord, for indeed, Lord, our flesh, Lord, always leans towards that which is negative. But the Spirit of God always gives us that which is positive. We pray, Lord God, that you'll indeed give us joy of gladness for mourning this morning. And Lord, for those, Lord, that would seem to be in the ash heap this morning, and Lord, filthy and feeling unclean, we pray, Lord, that for that you'll give us beauty. And Lord Jesus, we know that the blood of Jesus Christ takes away our filthy garments, the stinking garments, the garments that are unacceptable in your sight, the garments, Lord, that would altogether turn us because they're stinking, they're smelly, they're filthy, they're dirty. But Lord, we pray, Lord, in exchange that you'll give us beauty. For Lord, we know of our own selves that we have nothing to offer you. Lord, we know in our own works we cannot wash, but only we can wash in the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you that when we are washed completely whole, that your word says, whiter than the snow.
Amen.
Lord, there's no unclean bit left. There's no spot left. There's no bit that's been missed. But Lord, we have been thoroughly purged and thoroughly
Amen.
Cleaned. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that with this we can come boldly into your presence by the new and living way, knowing assuredly that the blood of Jesus Christ has done the job. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that it has cleansed us from all sin and all unrighteousness. And we can say boldly this morning that now we are the sons and the daughters of God. We can say boldly this morning, we have an inheritance in Christ Jesus. We can say this morning, we are seated together with Christ in heavenly places, all because of the blood of the cross of Calvary. Lord, we bless your name this morning. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the suffering. We thank you, Lord, for the shame you bore for us, Lord, and for the whipping, Lord, and for the false accusations that you humbly took for us, Lord, when they opened their mouth against you and when they made all forms of accusations against you. Lord, your word says that you were brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before our shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Lord, there wasn't a word of protest from you, even though you were right and they were wrong. But silently you went, Lord, to lay down your life a ransom for many. But thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord Jesus Christ, to take an example from you in our daily lives, to be like Jesus every day. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have promised in your word that you're coming again to receive us unto yourself, that where you are, there we may be also. We thank you, Lord, that we have this hope this morning, even in earthen vessels, that our Redeemer liveth, and we know, Lord Jesus Christ, you're coming again. Help us to be waiting and expecting your soon return in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us an expectation every day that this could be the day that the Lord comes again. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, this morning now that you bless each head that's bowed, and bless everyone in their cars this morning and all those that are listening in. And Lord, also for the one that will come and open thy word this morning, we pray you'll bless him and that you'll help him preach the word with boldness in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, can we say this morning that we love you? I say, I love you, Lord Jesus Christ, because you first loved us. Lord, realize this morning, Lord, that I didn't seek you first, but Lord, your word never said where man sought God, but Lord, it said that God came to seek and to save that which was lost. Lord, when Adam transgressed and fell away, it was you who came looking for him. Indeed, Adam hid himself. He had no notion, Lord, of coming to make reconciliation, but you, Lord God, came walking in the cool of the day, and you said, Adam, where are you? Lord, this morning you're saying, Lord, to those that are far away from you, Adam, where are you? You're calling, Lord. It may not be the name Adam. It could be John, or it could be Joshua. It could be Brian. It could be David. It could be any other name. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, this morning, that you'll indeed call, and Lord, that you'll find us, Lord, out from behind the weeds. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll, Lord, clean up those, Lord, that's defiled in their sin. We pray, Lord, you'll grant them space to repent. And we pray indeed you'll save our family members that's not yet saved, for we ask it in the precious, the holy, and the lovely name of Jesus Christ our Lord, giving God all the glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to sing. I'm going to ask our brother Pally if he'll come up and join me in a song. And then I'm going to give Pally, he's going to sing for you as well. We're going to sing 670. Please join in. I am so glad our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. Praise the Lord. 670 in the Redemption Hymn Book. And Pally, come you over. That's all right. You can sing that. Yes, and I'll try and play it for you if I can. So after this, Pally will sing a song for you. Praise God.
Jesus loves me, Jesus loves even me.
I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. If one should ask of me, how can I tell? Glory to Jesus, I know very well. God's Holy Spirit with mine does agree. Constantly witnessing Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Amen. Praise God. Then, brother's going to sing 611.
Do you feel free to sing in the chorus?
Coming, and he's going to sing for us again, and then the Lord willing, next Sunday morning we're going to have a brother come along and share his testimony how the Lord brought him back to himself and done a work in his life. And we appreciate the Lord what he's been doing, and as people has been coming to the Lord. That we maybe don't see them all here, but God's been touching people. And one dear woman, she could hardly speak a word, and she was on an oxygen machine. And the Lord touched her. She's able to sing again and praise the Lord. And I tell you, God's real. He's a Savior and He's a healer. And He's a baptizer in the Holy Ghost. And He is definitely the soon coming King. Praise God. We do give you all a very warm welcome this morning. And I won't try and be too long this morning. But we'll start out this morning His precious blood. And there's so much to preach about the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe it's a subject that can never be exhausted. I believe it runs from Genesis to Revelation, a red scarlet line of the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe it's God's only one and all remedy for sin. And I thank God that the blood of Jesus shall never lose its power, but it can save and deliver still today. It's the same power that it had 2,000 years ago when He shed it on the cross. Now I won't get to finish everything I want to preach about on this morning. I'll continue on this evening at 4:30 on our live broadcast, but we will start this morning, and I'll go try and be just about half an hour, and I'll stop, because I appreciate each one that's come, and I know we're sitting in the car, I don't want to hold you too long. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 20, and God bless all that's listening in, and perhaps we'll hear this at a later time. The Lord bless you. Praise God. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Let us ask the Lord for His help this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we to thank Thee and praise Thee for the preciousness of Thy Word and Thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, we give You the praise and the glory that You came down from the heavens above and You took upon You the form of a man and You became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Lord, we love You, as our brother said, with all of our heart, because You first loved us. Father, I pray You'll touch lives this morning. Pray You'll save the lost and heal the sick and restore the backslidden. I ask You, Lord, for the help of the Holy Spirit. And I do take the Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank You that You do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The blood of Christ is the most holy and precious thing. It is the only cleansing agent in the whole universe. The only thing that can cleanse and remove sin. There's no other thing can cleanse or remove sin. Only the blood of Jesus Christ. This blood is very unique. This blood is very special. Because it is actually God's blood. It is not the blood of an ordinary man. It's not just the blood of a prophet. Not just the blood of a good man. Not just the blood of a preacher or a saint. But it is actually the blood of God Himself that flowed in the veins of Jesus Christ. Let me read you this statement. Science today can tell you how that the virgin birth was, but God did it. They can't tell you, but God did it. He come, no one was able, everyone was sexually born. Man the same as the rest of them. No one could help the other one. We was all in trouble. And then God Himself come down and was born, not a Jew, not a Gentile, but His blood was God's blood. Blood comes from the male in this case, and it was God. God the Creator created the blood cell in the womb of Mary and built Himself a tabernacle that He Himself come down and lived in. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. The very word Christ means the anointed one. Oh, he was God, God in his fullness. God dwelt in him, and in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. What a paradox. It staggered people in them days, and it still does today. You being a man, make yourself God. It still does it. But just the same, it is still the same paradox carried on. He was God. He is still God. He always will be God. Yes, sir. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Exodus 20, verse 28 says this, take heed to yourselves. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he have purchased with his own blood. My friend, the church is not purchased with religion. The church is not purchased with works. The church is not purchased with a program. The church is not purchased with a pope nor with a priest. But the church is purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And I want to say this morning, the blood of Jesus Christ shall never lose its power. It is far more valuable than animal's blood, sinful human blood, for it is divine life. The blood of God, it speaks to God on our behalf. This blood of Jesus is very special blood. Don't ever think of this blood like your blood or my blood or any other blood. Never think of it like that. It's far beyond human blood. It's far beyond natural blood. I will go to far as to say it's supernatural blood. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12, 22 to 24 tells us, but you're come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly in the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel's. All true believers have faith in the blood of Jesus that was shed on earth 2,000 years ago, but is now in heaven for us. I thank God that Jesus' blood has reached to the very heavens. As the earthly things are sprinkled by these, so the heavenly with a better sacrifice than these. Let us look here this morning at some of the benefits which believers receive by reason of this new covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now I had 10 things last week, but I have a lot more this week. I tell you, 10 impossibilities if the blood perished. But this morning I'm going to go over again many different things the blood of Jesus does for us. My, we should never take this for granted. I tell you, we are saved because of the blood. Firstly, cleansing from sin by the blood. Nothing else can cleanse our sins, only the precious blood of Jesus Christ. No program, no good works, only the blood of Jesus. What can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. No other fountain, no. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. 1 John 1 verse 7, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. Thank God it doesn't leave some sins. Some people preach you need to check yourself for a sin. Well, my Bible tells me the blood of Jesus cleanses me from 100% of sin. It doesn't leave 1% uncleansed. If it leaves 1%, it's no use. But I want to tell you, the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Praise God. It's the only thing that can do it. Justification by blood. So our sins are removed by the blood. Cleansing by the blood. where we have justification, also by the blood, Romans 5:9. Much more then, not being now justified by blood, we shall be saved through wrath, through him, justified by the blood. Oh, praise God, justification in the sight of Almighty God, as though you never had sinned in the first place. I tell you, there's no message like that message, is there? Nobody else works with a message like that, but that's the gospel. That's the real gospel. That's the real Bible message. Justification means that God looks at you as though you never done it in the first place. When you come in contact with the blood of Jesus Christ, you are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ as though you'd never sinned in the first place. This is an act of Almighty God whereby mankind is dissolved of guilt and sin. The very guilt of it, not just the sin, but the very guilt of it. He absolves the very guilt of your sin. He removes it, where it is, into the sea of God's great forgetfulness. No longer to be remembered against us anymore. Declared free from the guilt of sin. God's gracious justification of the believers does not take place by stages or degrees. Want you to get this? This is not a program of works that you enter into for so many weeks or months. But I want to tell you, this is something that happens immediately, instantaneously. This justification is the work of the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God. God's gracious justification of the believers. Praise God. It is an instantaneous, judicial, not guilty. Want to say it again? Is it an instantaneous, judicial, not guilty? The judge pronounces you not guilty. Why? He doesn't look at you. He looks at the one that stood for you. He looks at the one that died for you. He looks at the Lamb of God. He looks at that blood. And that blood represents you. It speaks for you. And therefore the Bible says in Romans 8, there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. My friend, are you in Christ today? Not guilty. Declaration based on the perfect obedience and once for all sacrifice of Christ. The believer now has peace with God through Jesus Christ, full pardon of sins, and the title to eternal life. The title to eternal life. Have you ever heard of somebody receiving a title to land, a title to something? It's left to them, it's will to them. Will you receive this title to the eternal life? It is yours because of justification through the blood of Jesus Christ. Here's another one. Redemption through the blood. Ephesians 1 verse 7. Redemption through the blood. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Redemption. My, I've said before, I heard Brother David Henry preach a tremendous sermon from this very word, redemption. I was only a young fella. I never forgot that evening what our brother preached. Oh, praise God. The word means to buy back, a ransom. In ancient times, one could buy back a person who was sold into slavery in the same way. Christ, through his death, bought us back from the slavery of sin and the devil. His blood, the blood of Christ, is the means by which our redemption comes. The Old Testament and the New Testament both clearly teach that there is no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. You have been bought back. The devil once owned you. The devil once owned me. We were ruled. We were dominated. Make no mistake about it. By the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh, Ephesians tells us, in the children of disobedience. But thank God we've been redeemed. We've been bought back by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. My friend, if you're listening in to
told you, maybe you've never received this full deliverance of redemption. If you'll come to Jesus Christ today, you can be immediately at once fully redeemed by the power of the blood of Jesus. Reconciliation through the blood. Praise God. Colossians 1:20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, brought back in the fellowship of God. This reconciliation was only possible through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. May I tell you something this morning? When you see these benefits, when you see these truths from the scripture about the blood, if you were to take the blood out of the message, you would have very, very little to say. But when you take the blood in the message, you have so much to say. Because the blood is a center theme of God's message. The emerald, praise God. Oh, thank God for the message of the blood. Reconcile all things. This phrase shows the significance of Christ's work on the cross. It does not mean that all people will be saved, since many passages clearly say that unbelievers will suffer separation from God. Matthew 25:46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. I tell you, Jesus Christ has paid the price to reconcile man to God. We hear politicians in this country talking about reconciliation. They know absolutely diddly squat about reconciliation. I want to tell you there's only one real reconciliation, and that is what you're seeing in the Word of God this morning. That is by the Word of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only way we can have real, genuine reconciliation. When a man and a woman realizes they're guilty, when a man and a woman realizes they're on a lost way to the lost eternity, that they're done without Jesus, that they're hopeless without the Lord, that they're on their way to hell, as sure as they're even in it. And Jesus Christ has paid the price for their salvation. Through his precious blood, they can be reconciled. But man has to make a decision. Man has to make a choice, and that choice is to come. Come as you are. Come today. Today is the day of salvation. While you hear his voice, harden not your heart as he did in the day of provocation. Come to the Lord today. Don't put it off today for another day what you can do today. Come to the Savior today and be reconciled to the Lord. Here's another one. Peace with God. Through the blood. I tell you, they can have no peace with God without the blood. Colossians 1:20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross. I tell you, this peace is only because of the blood of his cross. Peace with God. Peace means freedom from disturbance. Freedom from disturbance of your past sin. Freedom from disturbance of the devil. Freedom from disturbance of your own conscience that pricks you, that moves you in the night time, that brings back all your sins and all your memories. Freedom from it all because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Peace, perfect peace. God gives his beloved peace and he gives him rest. Thank God. Freedom, tranquility. The war has ended. Jesus Christ gives us peace through the blood of his cross. The war raged at Calvary. The bulls of Bashan, he said, have compassed me about. But Jesus conquered them. Jesus defeated them. He died a willing sacrifice. He laid his life down on the cross. But thank God, on the third day, God raised him from the dead. And he says in Revelations, I am he that was dead. But behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of hell and the grave. Here's another one. Access to God by the blood. Access to God. I tell you, we have absolutely no access to God without the blood. If the blood of Jesus had never been shed, we could never approach God. We could not come to God. God would not let us come. We couldn't come. Even in the Old Testament, they had to make a sacrifice to approach God. And we saw last week with Cain and Abel that it had to be blood. That God did not accept the works of our hands, but it had to be a bloody sacrifice. And Jesus Christ is that bloody sacrifice that was offered so that we can have access to God. Ephesians 3:13. And now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. We were afar off. We were at a distance. I heard a precious brother preach a sermon at the start of this lockdown, and he preached at a distance. And we were certainly at a distance. Our sin put us at a distance from God. Every man's sin put him at a distance from God. But here the Bible says you're made nigh by the blood of Jesus. You no longer have to be at a distance, but you can come into perfect communion, perfect fellowship with God because of the blood of Jesus. My friend, don't stay away. Come close to the Lord. Come near to the Lord. Don't be at a distance from God, but come to the Lord through the precious blood of His Son. But now at this very moment, we which were afar off have been brought near at a moment. A lifetime away, but in a moment brought near. Great span away, but in a moment made nigh. Access, the right of permission to approach God. The blood makes a way back to God for every man and woman, from the dark paths of sin back to the Savior. Oh, I tell you, it's a terrible thing when you're away from God. You know, an old preacher said, sin will take you further than you want to go, and it will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin's a mocker, just like drink. Drink's a mocker. Drink is a mocker. And drink's a mocker because sin's a mocker. But my friend, you can come nigh. You can be made nigh because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Access to God because of the blood. Here's another one. Your conscience purged through the blood. I tell you, there's a lot of people in this land and their conscience is dodgy. Oh, I don't know how to live with a conscience. I spoke with a man years ago. He's dead now. He died a young man. He was murdered. He asked me, could he be a Christian and continue to do certain things? And I said, it's down to what your conscience permits you to do. And the Bible speaks of those that have their conscience sheared as with a hot iron. There's people whose conscience is sheared. Oh, we should be thankful to God that we have a conscience. We should be thankful to God that the Holy Spirit pricks our conscience and moves us, that we do feel guilty, that we do feel ashamed. That's because God moves our conscience. But it comes a stage in a man, there can come a stage in a woman, where your conscience is sheared, for it no longer be moved, it'll no longer be pricked, it's sheared with a hot iron, and you'll be lost and you'll be doomed when that stage is reached. I tell you, that's an awful place to let one go, to go so far as where your conscience can no more be moved by God. Conscience purged through blood. Hebrews 9:13-14. And if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifying to the purifying of the flesh. Verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Oh, I tell you, it's only the blood of Jesus that can purge our conscience from our past sin. I'm glad this morning that the blood purged my conscience. Aren't you glad the blood purged your conscience? Nothing else can do it. Washing your hair, if you have any, won't purge your conscience. Spraying perfume on an aftershave won't purge your conscience. There's no earthly thing can purge your conscience. But this is a heavenly doing. This is a heavenly remedy. This remedy came the whole way from heaven to this earth. And it is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And it purges the conscience. Thank God it can purge the conscience. We cannot have our conscience purged any other way. Only through the blood of the Lamb of God. Christ's death has the power to purify a person's mind and soul. That's what Christ's death can do. It can purify a person's mind and soul. Scripture is clear. Dead works won't do it. No, you can't do it with works. Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 10. For by grace ye are saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Romans 3 and 20. Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall be no flesh justified in the sight of God. Praise God. No flesh justified. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is justified by the works of the law. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. You can never be justified. This is the scripture. Let's take a moment. Let's do what a great preacher once says. Pause for a moment and take notice. Pause and think for a moment. Not by any works are we justified, but only by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I know a dear friend, and because a man preached that he couldn't be saved because of his works, he was offended. But it's the truth. Works will never bring us to heaven. Now I'm going to say something about works in a moment or two. But they can never save us. They're not God's method of salvation. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Galatians 2:16, it's absolutely clear. You will do good works. Listen to this. You will do good works, no doubt, when you are saved. But they do not in no way bring about salvation. Good works are the fruit of Christ's salvation, but they're not its root. Are you hearing me? They are the fruit of Christ's salvation, but not the root. So once you're saved, you will do good works. But they're not the root. They are the fruit. Sanctification by the blood. And I'm stopping in 5 minutes. My half hour's near up. Sanctification by the blood. Hebrews 13:12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Now there's three works of sanctification. Don't know if you know that, but that's the Bible. There is sanctification by the blood, there's sanctification by the Spirit, and there's sanctification by the Word. Now I haven't got time to preach on them all, but we are definitely sanctified by the blood. The blood's sanctifying work can also be seen in the Old Testament. Moses' sprinkling of the blood on the Israelites on Mount Sinai to symbolize their initiation into the covenant. They could not come into the covenant under the Old Testament until they were sprinkled with the blood, sanctified with the blood. Exodus 24, let me read you it. Verse 5 to 8. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offering and sacrifice, peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in the basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people. And they said, all that the Lord had said will we do, and be obedient. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words. Without the shedding of blood, no remission. And Moses, even in the Old Testament, had to sprinkle the people with the blood so that they could enter or join into the covenant. And we can never enter heaven if we've never been sprinkled and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. The sprinkling of Aaron and his sons to be the priests of Israel, Exodus 29, verse 19 to 21. The sprinkling of the blood performed by the priest over the healed lepers to symbolize their cleansing. Also, when the lepers were declared clean, they sprinkled blood over them to symbolize their cleansing. And we know leprosy is a type of sin, and the only remedy for sin is blood. And here we see it in the Old Testament, Leviticus 14, 1 to 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp. And the priest shall look and behold, and if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds, alive and clean, and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. And as for the living bird, he shall take it, and cedar wood and scarlet and the hyssop, and shall dip them in the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times. And 7's God's number of perfection, and 7's God's number of completion. 6 days the earth was made, the 7th rested. Oh, hallelujah. And he shall sprinkle upon him that they be cleansed the leprosy 7 times, and shall pronounce him clean. And shall let the living bird loose into the open field, and he that is to be clean shall wash his clothes, and shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And after he shall come into the camp, and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the 7th day that he shall shave all of his hair of his head, and his beard and his eyebrows, even all his hair he shall shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh with water, and he shall be clean. Now, I haven't got time this morning, but in this very scripture, if you want to mark it down, here, Leviticus 14, verse 1 to 9, you could preach a whole message. How that God cleansed this leper and the bird was released. Type of a life released so that this man could live. Cleansing in the blood. Declared clean. All shaved off. And I tell you, when we come through the sanctifying power of the blood of Jesus Christ, it cleanses us completely. Praise God. The sanctifying blood of Jesus does it. If the blood of the Lamb could purify the leper and declare him clean and sanctify him, how much more can the precious blood of Jesus Christ sanctify us and declare us every whit clean and every whit whole? We know in Scripture leprosy is a type of sin, which we saw how the leper can be declared clean through blood. If God can declare a leper clean through the blood of a pigeon or a dove, how much more speaks the blood of Jesus Christ? Surely you and me can be declared clean through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctifying power through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to close. My time's up. My next thought would be communion through the blood. The covenantal relationship through the blood. Kings and priests through the blood. Overcome Satan through the blood. There's a long list. All through the blood. My friend, if you take the blood away, you have no message. If you take the blood away, you have nothing to preach. Without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. Hence the scripture we read in our opening this morning. precious blood of Jesus Christ. I tell you, Jesus' blood is precious. It cleanses sin. It clears the conscience. It sanctifies. It brings peace. Does away with the gap, and it brings us into fellowship with God. Now my question is, are you saved? Have you come to Jesus Christ? Have you received this atonement? Are you redeemed? I want to give you an invitation to come. Come as you are to the Lord. I want us to bow our heads where we are. I want to appeal to those listening in. If you're not saved, you can come to the Lord. No man can save you. Raising your hands, good, but let me tell you, that'll never save you. You have to appropriate the sacrifice to be saved. It's like the blood in the basin. That's good, but it won't work. It has to be applied. And you must come by faith. For by grace, through faith, you are saved, and that not of yourselves. Will you come to the Lord today? I'm going to pray for you, and those that need a touch from the Lord, I'm going to pray for you as well. Jesus Christ, if he could cleanse a leper and heal a leper under an old covenant, God could do it under an old covenant. How much more can he touch and heal today under the new covenant? Let us bow our heads. If you're not saved, I would ask you to come to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your precious word, for your word is the truth. Father, I pray the Spirit of God will move in men and women listening in. Grant them deciding grace to come to thee. Father, I pray you'll move that man, move that woman. Take the eye salve of their eyes and bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth in Jesus Christ's name. Father, I pray for those that are suffering in their physical body. Lord, if you could cleanse a leper and heal him. Surely, Lord, you said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. You sent your word and healed him. You are Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Father, I pray you'll touch every man and every woman that needs a miracle touch. Lord, deliver that dear woman. Deliver that dear man. Deliver that boy. Deliver that girl. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And Father, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you as a brother comes to lead us in song. Don't forget 4:30 this evening. We will be live again. The Lord bless each one.
Let us turn in our depths of hymn books to number 611. I will sing, or sorry, not 611, 623, we're going to sing. It was down at the feet of Jesus, oh that happy, happy day, that my soul found peace in believing, and my sins were washed away. Number 623.
It was down at the feet of Jesus. Oh,
service and prayer this morning. Now, Heavenly Father, we indeed thank you this morning that indeed the blood of Jesus Christ is precious indeed. Thank you, Lord, that indeed it shall never lose its power. We just ask you, Lord God, that our families, members and loved ones, our friends, who know not yet the preciousness of this blood, will soon come to realize that that blood is precious. Indeed, Lord, your word speaks of a parable of a man that went out in the field and he found a precious stone. He found a pearl of great worth. And Lord, he said that he went and sold all that he had, that he could go and buy that field. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that the ones we know and the ones we are praying for, Lord, will realize that there's a pearl to be gained, that they'll forsake the pleasures of sin and forsake all and turn to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For Lord, your word says, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? We pray, Lord, that they'll realize the value of their own soul. And Lord, once the time here is spent, it can never be regained again. It's too late. Pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that there'll be a sense of urgency, not only upon the unbeliever, but also upon us, the believers, that the time indeed is short, for the coming of the Lord truly draweth nigh. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll help us to be faithful witnesses for you, to be your representatives here on earth. And we ask it in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless the pastor. And Lord, all that's said and done may it bring glory and honour to your name. We pray, Lord, for all those that's listening in. Lord, indeed, that you'll bless them, Lord, and undertake for their need. We ask you, Lord, for healing this morning, Lord, that those that are sick or afflicted, needing your touch, we pray, Lord God, that you'll do your work speedily in them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that indeed you'll continue, Lord, to pour out of your Spirit. Continue, Lord, to fill people with the Holy Ghost. And we ask these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, our King. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Going to sing a hymn just as we leave. Or prefer to go if you want to chat for a while or say hello. Take a bit of time to say hello to your to your neighbour next door to you. If you ever sitting beside you, take a bit of time, because it's good to see each one this morning. And it'll be maybe next week before you get the chance. So please say hello, and the Lord bless you. I'm looking for the hymn. Be deemed high love to proclaim it is the one I'm looking for. Just give me a second and we'll get the number of it here. It's number 369. If you could turn, if you want to sing, if you don't, just you can go on ahead and talk, and I'll sing just while we close. Praise God. 369 anyway. Amen. The Lord bless each one this morning as we go.